pilpili. We're talking about the bracha to make on peppercorns. Peppercorns is not pepper. It's not like your red pepper, green pepper. It's not a vegetable. It's used for spices. It's usually not eaten plain. Rav Sheshes says that the bracha that you should make is a shakel. You make a shakel before you eat peppercorns. We'll see in a second why that is. Even though it's grown from the ground, but the Ramban says it's because it is changed for the worse. It's not in its original state that it would be. Rava Amarava says, lo klum. You don't make any bracha at all. V'oza Rava l'tame. Rava is going l'shita so. To Amarava, Rava says, kos pilpili b'yom ha-kipur. If a person ate, Rashi says, kos pilpili z'okte elega Rashi, kol dover she'odam ochel shelo katarka mikri kisisa. Anything that is not eaten in a normal way, the verb that you use for it is kus. So if a person chewed up peppercorn on Yom Kippur, and he ate it, he swallowed it, potter. He's potter from kares. Even though he ate, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, but you're not going to get kares for eating peppercorn. Kus zangala, if a person ate, he chewed up ginger, b'yom ha-kippur, on Yom Kippur, also potter. These are not things that are normally eaten, and therefore, not eaten raw, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of Yom Kippurim that will be Mechayev Yukaris. Mara asks a question. Meisvei. Mara asks a shlugel question from a stronger source. It says, Hayramer Omer Ramer used to say, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, talking about the law of Arla. Pasuk says, if you look in the Torah Ar, you'll see, V'chisavo Ela Aretz, when the Tatim call Eitz Ma'achal, when you'll come to your land and you'll plant any fruit-bearing tree, V'araltem Arla so, Espirio, Shaloshan Yelachem, Arelim Loyecha. For 3 years, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat these fruits. So the Gemara Darshan's on this pasuk. The pasuk seems to have an extra word. Hayramer Omer Ramer used to say, Mimashma Shenem Arvaraltim Orloso Espirio, from the fact that it says that for 3 years, you're not allowed to go ahead, the fruit is supposed to be closed off, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat the fruits. En Yodesh Eitz Machalhu, can I derive that obviously it must be a fruit bearing tree? So why did the pasuk have to be in the beginning say when you come into your land and you'll plant a fruit bearing tree? Just say you'll plant a tree and obviously it's a fruit bearing tree. So where it says lohavi, it's coming to include eight a tree shetam eitzo piriyashava, that the taste of the tree and the fruit is equal. The ezehu, what's considered this zeha pilpul. This is talking about the peppercorns. La mecha, this comes to teach you shapilpulin chayovin ba'arla, that pilpulin, these peppercorns, are chayiv in arla. That means that's considered like a fruit. Ulamedcha is coming to teach you she'ein eretz Yisrael chaser klum. The eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. She'ne'emar, as the pasuk says, eretz ashelu meskenus tochal balecha. A land, eretz Yisrael, is a land that not in poverty but meskenus you'll eat bread. Lo sechzar kol bal. You're not going to lack anything in it. So the point of the Gemara's question is over here. It seems to be saying that pilpulin is something that's normal to eat, and therefore it's subject to the laws of Arla. And yet before we said, kos pilpili v'yom ha-kippurim, it's potter, and that you don't make a bracha, or it's considered a lower level bracha, a shakel. It's not a normal thing to go and make a bracha on that. The Gemara answers, lo kash, it's no question. Ha biritivta, ha biyavesta. Depends, if it is moist silt, then it is normal to go ahead and eat it. If it's yavesta, if it's dried up, then it's not considered normal to go ahead and eat it. So when we have the machlokas about what bracha to make on it, whether it's considered a shakel or nothing, that's something about dried peppercorn, which is usually used for a spice and it's not usually eaten plain, as opposed to the thing that the brisa that says that pilpulin is subject to the laws of Arla, that's normally eaten, that's referring to when it's still moist. Anle Rabban Livman Maremar. The Rabban said to Marema, "Kos zangbala b'yom ha-kippuri potter." We just said before that if a person chewed up ginger on Yom Kippur, you're potter. How could that be? V'ha'ama Rava. We'll just assume that that's the correct year. So didn't Rava say, "Hai himalta to asya mibei hindoa"? This himalta, which is some kind of paste that's made out of ginger, ground up ginger together with honey, and they eat it straight. And if it comes from the lands of the Hindua, Rashi says is the Kushim, seems to be from like Ethiopia. Other Mefarshim, Rashi and Sukkah, seem to say that it comes from India. Either way, it's produced by Goyim. Sharia, it's permissible to eat this food, and there's no problem of Bishol Nachrim, and there's no problem of Gil Nachrim. It's no problem that it was cooked by a Goy. The halacha is that certain foods that are not eaten raw, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat it if it's cooked by a Goy. If it's something which is Olal, Shulcham, Alachim, something which is a fancy thing that would be served at a state dinner, such a thing, you're not allowed to go ahead. If it's produced, if it's cooked solely by a Goy, it is prohibited to go ahead and eat. If it's eaten raw, then it's not considered a significant improvement and it's not a problem. Over here it says that the Himalta, which is ground up ginger, together, mixed together with honey, is permissible if it comes from Bayon Dor. It's not a problem with Bishol Nachrim. Umevarchan la Bore Pri Adam, and you make a bracha Bore Pri Adam on it. So it seems like, from the fact that we're saying that it's not prohibited because of Bishol Nachrim, it must be that it's normally eaten raw. So once again, and you said that if you eat it on Yom Kippur, that's considered weird, and you're not going to be Chayav Kares. Our answer is Lokasha. Once again, Habiratifta, Habiyaveshta. It depends. If it's moist, then it's normal. If it's dry, then it's not normal. Same answer that we gave by the peppercorn. Yeah? Meaning the stuff itself. It's still dry. If you have dry, imagine that you had some pepper and you stuck some honey on top of it. The pepper is still dry. It's not yum. Okay, we move on to the next question. Chovitz Kedera. If a person has this type of food, if you look at Rashi, Chovitz Kedera, Rashi says it's a congealed type of food, which is basically, we'll see exactly, it's a mixture of flour, honey, and oil. Sounds yum. V'chein Daisa. And so too, another type of stuff. This is called, what they call in English, grits. Ground up wheat, which is pounded in a mortar, Rashi says. So if you have one of these two types of things, either the porridge or the grits, Rav Yehuda Omer, the correct bracha is Shakol Nia B'Baro, and Rav Kana Omer, Borei Mine Mezos. We have Machlokes, what is the correct bracha to be made before eating this? So the Gemara says as follows, B'daisa Greida Kulei Amol Pligid Borei Mine Mezos. If it's just pure daisa by itself, pure ground up stuff, obviously that's going to be a mezonos. Ki pligi, when do they argue about bedaisa ke'ein chavetz kedera? If it's daisa, if it's some kind of porridge, which is like the chavetz kedera type of porridge. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says that you make a shakel on it, because sover, he holds, tuv she'ikr. The main thing is the honey. So therefore, if the main thing is the honey, you make a bracha of the honey, which is the shakel. Rav Kana Omar, Rav Kana says, bar mi mezonos, you make a mezonos on it. Sover, he holds that smida ikr, the main thing is the flour. So if the main thing is the flour, then this is the bracha that you should make on it. Omar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, kavaseid Rav Kana mistabra, it is more logical to say, like Rav Kahana, that the correct bracha is bar mi mezonos, to Rav Shmuel da Amri Tarvai, because Rav and Shmuel both said, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes haminim, anything which has from the five minim in it, which you learned yesterday were wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, anything that has from it the chameshes minim, mevarchan lo bar mi mezonos. The correct bracha is bar mi mezonos, and it would seem that this too, the correct bracha will therefore be like Rav Kana, bar mi mezonos. Okay, three lines on the bottom. Now we get into very halach l'maisa shaylas. Gufa. Rav Shmuel Dan Ritar Vaya Rav Shmuel both say, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamish Shamin, and anything that has from the five species. Mevarchan Allah Bermin and Zonos, Vidmar Nami, and there was another statement of Rav Shmuel Dan Ritar Vaya Rav Shmuel both said, Kol Shehu Mechamish Shamin, anything which is the Chamish Shamin, Mevarchan Allah Bermin and Zonos. You have to make a Bermin and Zonos. So they make two statements which are very closely related. One is, anything which has Chamesh Aminim in it, you make a Mezonos. And one is, anything which is Chamesh Aminim, you make a Mezonos on it. Utsricha, the Gemara says you need both of these statements. Diash Aminim, Kol Shehu, if you only have the first statement, anything which is Chamesh Aminim, Havamina, I would have said, Mishum de Isa Be'ene, because it's by itself. That's why you make a Mesonos on it. Avala Yidei Tarovas, but if it's mixed in with something else, lo, you would not make a Mesonos. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes the pasuk to teach me, Kol Sheyeshbo, anything that has in it, you still go ahead and make a Mesonos. The Iashmeinim Kol Sheyeshbo, if you only tell me the first statement, Kol Sheyeshbo, anything that has in it, the Mesonos, then Havamina, I would have said Kol Sheyeshbo Chameishes Haminim, in anything which has a mixture of the Chameishes Haminim, yes, Aval Orez V'Dochen, lo. But if it's made from Orez and Dochen, this is big machlok, is what it is, we'll just translate it Orez as rice and Dochen as millet. So I might think that if it has a mixture of Orez V'Dochen in it, not Mishum Dalidei Taroves, because it's with a mixture. Aval Ise Be'ene, but if it's by itself, Neima, we would say, Afilu Oriz V'Dochen Nami V'Rechen Allah Bor Minim Mizonos. You'd make a Mizonos even just on that. Chamash Malan, comes the second statement of Rav and Shmuel to say, Kol Shu Mechamesh Zaminim, Hud Mevarchen Allah Bor Minim Mizonos, only something which is Chamesh Zaminim do you make Bor Minim Mizonos, Lafuke Oriz V'Dochen, to exclude the rice and millet, Afilu Ise Be'enei, even if it's by itself, Lo Mevarchen Bor Minim Mizonos. You don't make a Bor Minim Mizonos on it. So the two statements of Rav and Shmuel are coming to teach me that wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, the five, the chameishes haminim, you make a bracha of barim mizonos whether they are mixed together with stuff or whether they're by themselves, but you're not lafuke, it's coming to exclude other species like rice and millet, which you would not make mizonos. Just spoiler alert over here, halacha lemaisa, we do make a mizonos on rice beforehand.
But you make a
bar nefashis afterwards. Correct. Okay. Just not to get confused. But the Gemara is going to have an analysis whether this is true or not. The Gemara now asks a question. Is it really true that you don't make a mizonos on rice and millet? If they brought in front of him bread made out of rice or bread made out of millet, you make a bracha before and after like you would make on porridge. Maisa Kedera. Vigabe Maisa Kedera, Tanya, and by Maisa Kedera, it says in the Braisa, B'tchilu Mevarchalav Barimim Nezonos, you make a bracha beforehand Barimim Nezonos, Ulu B'sof Mevarchalav Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, what we call Al Hamichya. So it seems to be, how can you tell me that on rice and millet you don't make a mizonos if we have a braisa that seems to say explicitly that it's treated like maisik deira? And maisik deira, we know, you make a bore mine mizonos beforehand, and you make an alam dechia afterwards. So the Gemara answers, ki maisik deira, the lo ki maisik deira. It's like maisik deira, but it's not 100% like maisik deira. Ki maisik deira, de mevarchan alav tchilu v'sof. It's like maisik deira that you do make a bracha before and after. But the lo ki maisik deira, but it's not like maisik deira, tzilu maisik deira, by porridge, beforehand you make a mizonos, afterwards you make an al michya. As opposed to over here, beforehand you make a shakol, and afterwards you make a bore nefashos. Interestingly, over here the mefarshim explain what does the bracha of Borei Nefashos Rabos, which we say so many times in our life, what does it actually mean? So here you will finally learn out what does it mean. Tosos on the top says, Borei Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronam. Tosos says, Kimo Lechem Umayim She'i'efsher Belohem. When you say Borei Nefashos Rabos, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating many Nefashos, V'Chesronam, and creating that which we are lacking. Those things which are essential for our life. Things that we need like bread and water, that you can't live without them. Then when you go on and say, Al Kol Ma'ashe Bara, we're thanking you for everything that you created. Lachios Behem Nefesh Kol Chai. Kilomer says Tosos. It means Al Kol Ma'ashe Ba'olam. We're thanking you, Hashem, for everything that there is in the world. Shiganim Lo Bra'am Yicholim Ha'olam Lichios Belohem. For everything that we could live even without them. Shelo Bra'am, that Hashem only created them. Kiim Latanug Ba'alma. Kigon Ta Kimo. What's the big pleasure thing in the eyes of Tosos? Tapuch imukiyozi behem. Hashem created apples. You can live without an apple. You can survive on bread and water. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bar Nefashos for Al Kol Ma'ashe Bara, on everything that He made for us, even Tapuf. And then we, Messiah says, Tosos, Baruch Hei Olamim, Urishalmi, little piece of fact. Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Olamim. In the Yerushalmi version, it has an ending with a Baruch Atah Hashem, a whole psicha, a whole Baruch Atah Hashem. We just say Baruch Chei Olamim. The Rashba argues in his Shailos and Tshuvos, he explains Borei Nefashos Rabos VeChesronam. Rashba explains, as opposed to Tosafos says Chesronam means the essential things. Tosafos, the Rashba explains Chesronam, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for lacking in our life. And then we say, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for making us, creating us in such a fashion that we need stuff. And then we say, we thank you, Hashem, we thank you for all the stuff that you supplied us to fill our lacks. Back into the Gemara. The Oreis, Lav Maisa Kedera, who? Oreis is not to be treated like Maisa Kedera. Vatanya, didn't we learn the Braisa? Elohim Maisa Kedera, the following things are considered Maisa Kedera. Chilka, if you have wheat that is smashed into halves. Targets, if you have something that's smashed into thirds. Zoriz, we skipped the word solas. Zoriz, if you have something that's smashed into quarters, where the wheat grain, the wheat kernels are smashed into quarters. The arisen, smashed into fifths. The orez, and rice. So you see that maisek deira can be made from rice as well. And we're going to be making a borei min hamazonos on that as well. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, whose opinion is that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's only the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Titania to learn the Brisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan who says, Oreis min doganhu. Oreis is a type of grain. V'chayav malchim utzo kores. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is of the opinion that oreis can be made. You can make chametz out of rice, and if you eat some kind of like rice cake on Pesach, we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He holds that if you eat a rice cake, you'd be chayav kares for eating chametz. The adam yotzebo yidecho basa b'pesach, and consequently, he also holds that you can go ahead and be yotze. You can be yotze your mitzvah of matzah if you have rice matzah, because you can only be yotze with the five species. Al rabbanon lo, but the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, and they say that you're not chayav for chametz of rice, and you're not going to go ahead and be able to be yotze your obligation of matzah with rice. The Gemara asks a question. The Rabbanan lo, the Rabbanan do not hold that you would be able to be yotze, that it makes chametz from rice as well, that you'd be able to be yotze your mitzvah of matzah, and you'd be violating chametz as well. Vatani, didn't learn a brisa. Hakose says achita, if a person chews on wheat, mevarech alav or priyadama, you make a hadama on it. Tachna, if you ground it up, afa, you baked it, ubishla, or you cooked it, bisman shaprusos kayamos, if the pieces are still around, then bitchilu mevarech alav hamotzi lechem in the aretz, you make hamotzi before it, ulubisof mevarech alav gimel brachas, and you make a full benching afterwards. Im ein aprusos kayamos, if the pieces are not anymore around, bitchilu mevarech alav bar min hamazonos, you make hamazonos before, and ulubisof mevarech alav brach achs mein shalos, you make an alamichya afterwards. Hakose says haoreis, if you chew up on rice, mevarech alav bar pri adama, you make an adama beforehand. Tachno afo abishlo, if you ground it, you baked it, and you cooked it, then afa pisha prusos kayamos, even if the pieces are still around, bitchila mevarech alav bar mizonos, you make a mizonos beforehand, alav b'sof mevarech alav brach achas mein shalosh, and afterwards you make a al hamichya. So Mani, whose opinion is this? Ilan Rabbi Yochanan ben Nurihi, if it's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, da Omar, who says oreis min dagon, who that oreis rice is considered one of the grains, then hamotzi lechem in the aretz ushalos brachos by bruche, you should be making a full hamotzi on it. He should be, the brisa should say, you should make a hamotzi and you should make a benching afterwards. Elola, but rather, whose opinion must it be? It must be Rabbanan. It must be the opinion of the Rabbanan. Utiyufta, the Rabbi Shmuel. It must be a shlugah of Rabbi Shmuel. Tiyufta, it is a shlugah.